Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Zayin, and we're going to talk about the Braisa, the Mishnah, actually, at the bottom of the daf, Ayin Zayin and Aleph, going over to Ayin Zayin and Beis, Hatomin Lefes Tachas Hagefen. Right, this is brought up here, Derech Agav. The Gemara is talking about the different levels of mechitzas between two areas, whether you can make whether you have to make two eruvs, whether you can make one eruv. So the Gemara brought this up, Derech Agav, which we're not going to get into the context right now. But the Gemara brought it up and said, V'hatznan, the Mishnah says at the bottom, the Mishnah in Kelayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tess, it's quoted also in Shabbos Daf Nun, we discussed it there a little bit. Hatomein lefes v'tznon tachas agefen, if somebody is tomein, meaning you don't want to plant it, you just want to hide it. They didn't have refrigeration in those days, so where would you keep something cold in the ground? So you take your turnips and your vegetables, and you put it into the ground. Problem is, you put it into the ground under a vineyard. And Kilei HaKerem is a Geffen and Yerakos. So Atomin Levis Vitzron Tachas a Geffen, Bisman She Mixas Alin Megulin, when some of the leaves are still revealed on top. Ein ochoshish, then there's no problem. Lo mishum kilayim, there's no problem of kilayim. Velo mishum meiser, there's no problem of yinat chayv and meiser. Velo mishum shvius, there's no kedusha shvius. V'nitalin b'shabbos, and they can be taken out on Shabbos. That's not considered ochor davar migidulo. That's not kotzer, because after all, it was detached. You put it back in. You're not planning on having it grow, and therefore it is not considered kotzer. And Nitalan b'Shabbos, an added point is the muksa issue, because the leaves are sticking out, you just pick it up and the dirt will fall away. Rashi mixes alan megulin mishum Shabbos nakale to boil a misni Nitalan b'Shabbos and notlan va'ochzan ba'alin shelahen, and you want to pull them by their leaves. So again, Rashi explains you don't have to worry, worried mishum kelei akerem or mishum shvius if it's a shmita year, or meiser l'shema nishrash, maybe it took root v'ni tosef and it grew, and you'd be chayv in ma'aser. So my choshes la'ma'aser, tzorch la'aser is tosfato. If you were choshes for ma'aser, you'd have to be ma'aser the additional part that grew. Lekan lemeichas lachi, delo nishrash, because after all, it didn't take root, says Rashi. So the question is, if according to our girsa, if only the leaves are sticking out, so why isn't this not called in the ground? Only the leaves are sticking out. The whole item is submerged in the ground. So this is not called growing in the ground. So Rashi already alludes to one answer, and this is Tosfos' answer also, and that is, well, if it didn't take root, so then it is not called growing in the ground. That's Tosfos, that's Rashi here, and that's Tosfos here as well. Tosfos says on the bottom of the Amud, Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, Hatomin Levis Vetznon, B'shaloish Rishu Ayri. It must be that it did not take any root yet. D'kishish Rishu, Lo Hayini Talam B'Shabbos. Because if it was Hushrash, it would not be able to be Nitil on Shabbos. That would be called Kotzer. What about the other halachas? Maybe Tosfos emphasizes that one. But if you look in Tosfos and Shabbos, also the same halacha is mentioned on Daf Nun, where this Mishnah is brought up. Tosfos there says, Nun of a base, Al Karcha b'shloish Rishu Ayri, the b'shloish Rishu Alohayun Ala Nitil on B'Shabbos. Fine. And then Tosfos has the parallel discussion. But there are other answers in the Rishonim. Even if it was Hushrash, but the Rashba, the Ritva say, the Rashba, the Ramban say, it was be'aguda. When you bought these vegetables, you tied them up, like you buy them in a store, and then you put them in the ground with the tie on. That's the difference here. Says the Rashba, since they're in an aguda, then lachore, even if it was nishtare, since it's not growing in the normal way, then that's not called zarua, and therefore you'd be able to take it out on Shabbos, and the other halachas would also apply. But the Rashba quotes Rav Haigon, the other Rishon Kol, Rav Haigon, who have a different girsa in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says shemish mixas alin megulin, but Rav Haigon says mixas son megulin, not mixas alin. Meaning you have to have some of the item to be megula. Aval Rav Haigon zal lo garis leklal v'yesh bishagaris mixas elyon de'ain derech zriya b'kach. And according to that, it is part of the lefes actually is sticking out. The leaves would not be enough. these would not be enough. The Rambam is not 100% clear, because the Rambam mentions a number of these factors. I'm not sure exactly which is the reason for the Rambam that he would say it is mutter. The Rambam in Hilchos Kelayim, in Perek Beis, Halacha, Yud Aleph, that's where he talks about the different types of Kelayim. Remember, the Rambam talks about all the types of Kelayim in Hilchos Kelayim. The Rambam starts off Hilchos Kelayim that there are five mitzvahs lo sase. Shlol Zerah Zeroyim, Kelay HaKerem, and then Kelay Behema, the two types of Kelay Behema, crossbreeding and crossworking, and Kelay Begadim, which we call Shatnas. So the Rambam says there in Beis Yud Aleph, a notin yurakos b'toch sedans al shikma v'chayotziba, one is not allowed to plant vegetables into a sycamore tree, hatomen agudas lefes. So he mentions aguda, like the Rashba mentioned, agudas lefes, vitznon v'chayotzibahen, tachas ha'ilan, afilu tachas ha'gefen, imayu mixas ha'alin megulin, he only has the alin megulin. So he doesn't hold, he's not positive like Rav Haigon. So mixas al megulin, ena choshesh, shari eno rotze, b'hashrasha son. You don't want their hashrasha. V'im eno aguda, o shalo hayu ha'alin megulin, choshi b'shem kelayim. But if they weren't in an aguda, or the ala war megulin, so then you have to be worried about kelayim, not just about Shabbos, but also about kelayim. So he does mention aguda, but he also mentions that eno rotze b'hashrashasan. Does that sound like that even if they were hushrash? Not 100% clear. But that's a couple of ideas about Shabbos. But Tosfos and the other Rishonim discuss, so this is a case of lo hishrishu. The Mishnah is about a case where there was no hashrasha done, and that's why you're allowed to take it out for Shabbos. But then the question is, so what's the chiddush by the other halachos? What's the chiddush? Let's say for meiser, right? Why? What's the meiser? You put something in the ground that didn't take hashrasha. There was no roots, so therefore, of course, you're going to say that it's not chayav in meiser. Says the Rashba, v'ha masis l'sadik tani. You tell him a Shabbos. Some say, okay, you're right, because it wouldn't be a chiddush to say lo hishrishu for the case of meiser. So you have to say that the Mishnah has to be read in two different cases. The line about Shabbos is where there was no hashrasha. The line about meiser is about where there is a hashrasha. That is a difficult reading, but that is what the Rashba says. According to that, though, it would be a chiddush, because then even if there was hashrasha by meiser, there wouldn't be a chiyuv, because it goes not by actual what happened, but also by what your kavanas are. This relates now more to kilayim. We know has an idea of nichusa. We know hechsher lekabel tumah has an idea of nichusa. So this would say that meiser also has an idea of nichusa. But that is the Rashba's possibility had a split it. But again, that would be a difficult reading in the Mishnah. See, he's talking about two different cases. The Rashba though then continues and quotes Tosfos, which is similar to what we have in our Tosfos, and it says no, maybe there was no hashrasha, but there's still a chiddush that you would think that there would be a chiyuv in meiser. Why? So the Rashba quotes Tosfos, Amar b'kula b'shalosh rishu. It's all without hashrasha. Ve'ena choshi b'shem meiser kishenovcho machmas lachlukas hakarka. Sometimes the moisture in the ground makes it grow, makes it expand, even if it didn't take root. It makes it expand. So you might think that you have to take meiser from that expansion. Or the way Tosfos says it, Tosfos says, V'im tomar bishlam agabi kilayim v'shviyas, itzrach lashminan, delo gazrinan, kishem miskavin lahatmin, atu dilma asilita. By shviyas and kilayim, I might say, okay, you might say, gzera, that you are going to, you cannot take it out in this case, because you might come to be matmanid in a case of where you want to be notayit. Avo meiser mashayakan afilu hishrish kibun deleka tosfos. Right, there's a even if it had hashrasha, if it was no tosefes on this meiser, so then what are you going to get meiser from? Vinaktina leinyan deshori la asra la menatolush. And if you want to say, oh, you know what the chiddush is? It's that even if it didn't take hashrasha, but you might think that it's in the ground, so you can't be mafrish from it on something that's totally detached. No, you can. O mimenu ala tolush v'lo chayshina doma asi lefrushim menatolush ala mechubar menamechumu ala tolush. Is that the chiddush that you might think that This is called mechubar, and if you allow this, you would mamish take it from mechubar. Imkin havelu mikat shruma. The guy be mechubar v'talush shrugal asker shruma b'chol makom. Ain't tarmim in atalush al mechubar. Peiros arugazu tlushin. You shruma peiros mechubarin. If the issue is about talush and mechubar, so usually shruma is mentioned and not meiser. So what exactly is the chiddush? Ask Tosus when it comes to meiser. Meiser, of course, has to expand, has to grow, and you only give meiser from what grows. So says Tosvos. So Tosvos gives an answer like the Rashba quoted from Baliat Tosvos. Yomeri de regilusu shemi tosvin machmas lichluchis hakarka. Sometimes things expand based on the moisture in the ground. Ke'en shanu roin shuminu betzalim. Like we see onions and garlics shemi tosvin afilu kshimunachin bechalon. Sometimes they grow even if you just put it in the sun. V'al osa tosefes kamar, and on that additional growth. That's what the Mishnah says, the Ein Tzarech La'aser, Hol v'hayu mesukanim mikodem lachem. It was already totally done beforehand. So it grew a little bit, expanded. That's not going to be enough for a chiyuv ma'aser. V'davka nakara tomein, and the Tosfos adds, this is only, by the way, if you're only putting it in there, to keep it cold, to insulate it. Avalem l'shem netiya oseh, chosh b'shem kulam. But if you put it in l'shem netiya, then you have to be choshesh as much as it expands. That would be make it different. But that is all option two. So again, what's the chiddush? If lo hishrishu, if that putter and a ma'aser, number one, maybe it was a shrishu. And then the chiddush would be the opposite, even if it was a shrishu, because you didn't have kavana for it to be mashrish, there's no chiyuv ma'aser. Tosfos, the Rashba, and others quote, that if it expands, so you might have thought that that's enough for Meiser. And number three, the Meiri mentions, you might have thought, Batla Gabe Karka, because that is, it is in the ground, and you might say it's covered by the ground, so therefore you might say that is all considered ground, and you would have to take off Meiser. Good, so this is about the Mishnah. Just to expand a little bit, once we're on the topic of Zarua, or Zriya, what's considered Zarua, there might be different definitions in different areas of Halacha. As we have just been talking about, Meiser, and Shemitah, and Kilayim, and Shabbos. And even Shabbos Darabanan and Shabbos Daraisa, Zriya. So we know what is Zriya Daraisa. You put a seed in the ground. Put a seed in the ground, you cause something to grow in the ground. That is Zariah, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara, and Shabbos talks also all about any type of promotion of growth of a plant. That is going to be Zariah, right? That's the beginning of Klal Gadol after the Mishnah, the beginning of the Parak. But after the Mishnah talks about all the malachas, that's where the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis Zomer Chaim Shem Noteya Mavrich Markiv Zoreya. Right? They're all Zoreya. All these items that help improve and assist growth, right? Pruning and cultivating by putting two things together, and watering. All of them are different types of zoreya. But there is an additional point of drabanan zoreya, right? And this comes up with putting flowers or plants in water on Shabbos. Whether there's an idea of nirek hizoreya, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Lamed Vav, which is the simin about going on plants and trees and the Isser of Ishtamshus Be'ilon, but the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch there says, Hashor Achitim V'Seorim, this is Sif Yud Aleph, Hashor Achitim V'Seorim V'Chayesim Ebamayim, if somebody soaks wheat and barley seeds, right, in water, Hareza Toldas Zoreya, V'Chayev V'Kol Shehu, that is the Tolda of Zoreya, and one would be chayiv if one soaks them. Why do you soak them? Because sometimes you soak them in order to make them soft and start to grow little shoots, right? You're not allowed to grow these shoots on Shabbos, and therefore one is allowed to put them in. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Then the Ramah adds, Umutur lahamid anfei ilonos b'mayim b'Shabbos. One is allowed to put tree branches in water on Shabbos. Ubelvad shelo yiyu b'em prachim v'shoshanim. As long as they don't have flowers and blossoms, sheheim niftachim milachluches hamayim, which would be opened from the moisture of the water. Sometimes you put flowers in water and they open up. So the Ramah says that you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to put flowers and branches in water on Shabbos as long as they don't have blossoms that open up. That is the Ramah. The question is, what does the Ramah mean by the next phrase? Ayin lekaman simin tafresh nun dalad. The Rama adds that. He says it's mutter to put the flowers in water on Shabbos as long as they don't have blossoms that open up. And then he says, look, it's a mitafresh dun dalin in Hilchas Sukkah. What does the Rama say there? Talking about the lulav and the dalin mean and putting, how do you handle them on Shabbos? So there, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, the shamavur, deina mutter b'Shabbos kiyim lahachzir b'mayim, sh'amdu bo mikvar me'erev Shabbos. There, the Rama quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that you're only allowed to put back the lulav into water and moisture that had been on Erev Shabbos. V'lo lahosev od mayim sonim, you can't add cold. V'kol shekein shlo lahachlev amayim lagamri, you can't switch the water. Right, the Shulchan Aruch there quotes based on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, when could you, the rules for Shabbos and Yontav and Chol HaMoed, when could you add, when could you switch? But the Rama says, ayin lakamon. So the Mishnah Berurah and many Achronim say, this Rama is limiting himself. After he says it's mutter, he says, look what I wrote, what I wrote over there, which is somewhat strange. Why doesn't he just say the more machmer opinion here? He says, meiko, and then he says, but look over there. Well, the Fisa says the Mishnah Berurah, this is quoting from the Achronim, the Tosefa Shabbos and the Chai Adam, all think the Rama doesn't really mean this heter. Well, the Fisa, how the cause of mikodem, the mutter lahamidon, hainu lahach ziran b'Shabbos l'sochan. He's modifying what he just said. It means to put it back in where it previously had been. Afilu mikfar nitlu mehen. Avalo lahamidon lechatchila. Not to be mamal lechatchila, even though the pashas of the Rama sounds like it's mutter lechatchila, but the Tosefa Shabbos, the Chai Adam say, it must be that it's Rama is qualifying himself. But the Mishnah Berurah does say, the yesh achronim shesovrim, there are some achronim that hold, to me desasam hamachaber, mashva dafil lechatchila mutter lahamidon makach, sheish bo mayim mezumanim erev Shabbos. As long as you have water from erev Shabbos, you can put it in. Velo asur elo hosif atamayim, mishum tircha yaseira. Right, you're only allowed, not allowed to be mosif. Right, if like the Rama says, if they open up, then that's for sure usher. The Sharatian says, okay, so this is a machlokas achronim had on the stand the Rama, whether the Rama is limiting. The question is, if he's not limiting, if he's just saying it's mutter to put the flowers in on Shabbos into water for the first time, what does he mean by ayin lakamon? Ayin lakamon, so I'm in tefresh yun dalet. What does he mean by that? So the Sharatian says, "V'mokam sorach yesh lahakel." If you need to be meikel like the pashas of the Rama, the question is, what does the Rama mean? So if you look in the Rav Avadya in Yechavedas Chelik Bei Simin Yun Gimel, he quotes that the pashas of the Rama is not to be machmir. But what does he mean by that? Ayin lakamon. He thinks it's based on a tshuvas Arashba. Maybe there's a difference between lulav and flowers. The lulav one would not be able to be put back unless it was there beforehand. The dalin minim. But other flowers you'd be able to put in lechatchila as long as they don't open up. And he even quotes some achronim that say even if they would open up, it's that would also be okay because that's not really growing, right? The only thing that's really usher is like what the Shulchan Aruch says, where there's going to be new sprouts, like on a seed. There might be new sprouts, but where it's just going to open up, maybe that's mutter. But he says, you know what? I won't go that far. But he says, he quotes the Rashba in the Tshuva, Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Gimel. And he quotes Nishal b'Mashahore Echam and Achavirim Sheish Lesser LaHashkos Mayim Lirak Liyerek Talish Kadesh Lo Yechmosh. One of the Chavirim asered pouring water onto a detached vegetable so it doesn't get dried out. Uvehevi Raya Mei Mishnah. He brings a Raya from the Mishnah. Shalov Hitira LaHachzer Alulov L'Mayim B'Shabbos. The Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis. You're only allowed to be machzer it to water. V'lo Litno L'Mayim L'Chachila B'Shabbos. You can't put it in water to begin with. And the Rashba answers She'ein Dvar of Nirim Ki Dafka B'Lulav Asru Mipnei She'ein Aroy L'Taltel B'Shabbos. Alulav is Muksa, and therefore that's why it is limited. Elo L'Tzorach Mitzvah. After you use it for the mitzvah, it should be also latatel. But lachin rak mishum hider mitzvah, he tira latatel lachzir l'mayim b'Shabbos. But mishum hider mitzvah, you can return it to its water. Lo hazmayim b'yantif. Because really, it inherently is muksa, and therefore you shouldn't be able to be matatel it. But you know what? You can put it back. Avol yarek haroy l'achila, but a vegetable, something that's roi l'achila, but also yom mutter lashkosam amayim kedershim mutter latatelo. But a vegetable is not muksa, so therefore you'd be able to put it in for the first time on Shabbos. But continues the Rashba, Aval Omiata Lamanu, Chiluk Nachunu Baru, Bedina Shalarama, says Rav Avadya, Shudafka Belula Basulin Lamayim Lachachila, Reshena Rela Tatala, Anfe Ilanos, Hamuchanam Erev Shabbos, Veruyim Lahariach Bahem, the Chayet Sibaze, you could get Hanah from them, Mojalatam Afarachila Lamayim Bashabbos, no problem putting them in Lachachila on Shabbos, Hoel Veruyim Latalam, no problem putting them in. So the Rav Avadya mentions, he quotes even Cheetahs that say even if they're going to open, but he says, you You want to be machmir? Okay, you can be machmir lechayyad on Tisav Shabbos or machmir lechadchila. The Shvir Shabbos is machmir lechadchila to put it in for the first time. But if one wants to be meiko meikar adin, one is allowed to be meiko. Like the Pashas of the Ramah, because it's more Mako than cases of Lulav. That's where he's Mesakim, Rav Avadya, Ate Besamim, Va'anfe Hadassim, Mutuli Tlam Beshabbos, Aflachad Chila, Lotocha Gartel, Sheish Bomayim, Velases Besochas Hadassim, Va'besamim, Umokol Shekei Chavodah Lahosif, Avoprachim, Veshoshanim, Shenitznehem, Skurim, Va'alun Li Pasach Bomayim, if they're going to open, Ain Ro'i, Lutzam Bachachila Beshabbos, La'gartel Sheish Bomayim, it's not appropriate to do that, and if you take them out, you shouldn't put it back. But if they've already totally been open, and there's not going to be any, or the type that don't open, then you can put it into the vase on Shabbos for the first time. And if you want to be machmir, b'shoshanim, gambofen sheniftechu, tavo alav bracha. But either way, this gets into some of the Zriya Darabanan issues, and how do you define them? Zriya Daraisa, if you remember, we're not going to get back to that now, but remember the machlokas, the Rishash and the Minchas Chinuch, about just putting a seed in the ground and picking it up even before it's takes root, right? If you pick it up an hour later, machlokas, whether you'd be chayiv, or it's like bishul, that you took it up before the fire, or it's already done. Okay? We'll have to stop here.